The Walk Toward Bodhimanda from the Lalita Vistara. After the Bodhisattva had bathed himself in the Narayanjana River, after he had eaten and regained his strength and vitality in order to triumph completely over Mara, he turned toward the foot of the great tree of enlightenment. He advanced with the stride of the great man, the untroubled stride, the stride as firm as Mount Meru, the king of mountains. He advanced with the illustrious gait, the straightforward gait, the strong gait, unhurried and unhindered. He walked with the unagitated and unhesitating stride, the stride not going astray, sure-footed and not slowing down. He advanced with the blessed stride, the spotless stride, the stride of virtue, the stride without anger, without ignorance, without desire. He walked with the gait of the lion, the gait of the king of geese, the gait of the king of the Nagas, the gait which does not touch the earth. He advanced with the stride evoking rolling mountains, which soothe troubled beings, the gait which leaves the spotless lotus of compassion as its footprint, the gait which has the momentum of good works previously completed, and leads forward towards the lion throne of the enlightened one. He walked with the stride of a firm mind, indestructible like the Vajra, a stride destroying all the difficulties of beings on wrong paths, producing all happiness, showing the road of deliverance, annulling the strength of Mara, conquering the hosts of evil in accord with the Dharma, destroying the blemish of ignorance, clearing away the fettering passions, clearing away samsara. He proceeded with the stride of the unique hero of the 3,000 great thousands of worlds, the unsurpassable stride of the self-arising being, the stride which leads beings towards omniscience, the stride of mindfulness and intelligence, the stride leading to bliss and calm, the stride which causes old age and death to disappear without a trace, the stride of pure peace, the stride free from fear of Mara. He proceeded with the stride which carries beings to the city of Nirvana. With such a stride did the Bodhisattva advance towards Bodhimanda.